Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. I'm your radio host today, Dr. Manuel Doyle, and I'm just here to inspire you, to motivate you to move forward in life. I want you to understand this morning that God loves you. He created you well for His own purpose. God created you for His own purpose. You are a child of God. I want you to know something this morning. Let nobody talk you down, because you are a child of God. If you look at what God said in Genesis, after creating man, how He said His creation is good. He said man is good. Then He now placed man in the garden and said, the garden I've given it to you, just dress it, take care of it. Then He said, take dominion over all things. So you are a powerful being. When God created you, He puts in that leadership potential inside of you. So I want you to understand this morning that you are a man and a woman filled with potentials. Nobody came into this earth. Nobody came into this earth without any gift, without any potential. No, you are filled with potentials. You are filled with talents. And I'm encouraging you this morning to begin, start from today to develop that gift. Start from today to discover your talent, discover that hidden potential which God has put inside of you. When you discover that potential, begin to develop it. Begin to work with it. You see, we have this issue of fear that makes us not to move forward. I want you to know that fear has no power in you. Fear has no power to dominate you. It is only when you permit it. Do you understand? Because next year is a year of harvest. Who is going to harvest it? It is you. A farmer plants. After planting, he waits for the time for harvest. And what does he do? He now goes in to harvest those things he has planted. So next year is a year of harvest. You got to unleash the hidden potential that is inside of you. God wants you to unleash that potential. He has put that potential inside of you. He created you well and said, you are perfect. You are good. You are wonderfully made. So this morning, I'm encouraging you to do one thing. Be ready to unleash your hidden potentials. I want you to recognize the God. Recognize the God that you have. The Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Do you know your God? He is a God of miracle. He is that same God that visited Moses in that burning bush. He spoke to Moses. That God is also your God. He said He changed not. He's that God of yesterday, today, and forever. That is your God. Do you really know your God? Do you really know that God, the God you have, the God that created you can do all things? He created all things. The Bible says He seated in heaven and does what that pleases Him. He said the heaven is His throne, while this earth is His footstool. He is always there with you. He is always there by your side. By your right hand is always there. You just need to acknowledge that God never leaves you one inch. Do you understand? That God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is your God. That God that created all things is your God. That's the God that's in you. That's the God that came down to dwell with you, abode with you. That's what Jesus said. So you are having a big God inside of you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the heaven and earth. He is the God that's in you. If you believe this, then begin to move by that mind that you are a God man, human. Human means you are a God man. The God that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass through so that they will reach their promised land. That is the same God that you are serving. The children of Israel didn't part the Red Sea. They didn't part it. They just saw it. But God came and part the Red Sea for them to pass through. He used his servant, Moses, to perform his will. Moses is not different from you. It is only your belief that can limit you. If you can believe that Moses is not so different from you, then you begin to see his wonders. God wants to perform his wonders by himself. He wants to glorify himself. He wants people to see that, yes, it is I, the Lord God, that has promoted you. It is I, the Lord God, who created heaven and earth, that heals you. God wants to take the praise by himself. He wants to do it. Do you really believe a miracle? I'm telling the truth. That God is your God. God wants you to enjoy this life. That's why he wants to perform. He wants to do things by himself to glorify himself in you. So when the world looked at it, they said, oh, this is not the making of man. It's the making of God. Do you really believe the Bible that God, that the walls of Jericho was brought down for nothing? He was brought down by God himself. The children of Israel didn't do anything. They just marched around the walls of Jericho. They just marched around, blew the trumpet. They just followed the instruction of God. And I want you to understand, the walls of Jericho fell down flat because God wants to see his children reach the promised land. The lions flow with milk and honey. God wants you to reach that promised land. It can happen now. If only you can follow the instruction of God. If only you can believe that it is God that owns you. It is God that will do it. Sometimes we struggle, all our struggles on earth. We do all we can do with all our skills. But the Bible says, not unto him that willeth, not unto him that runneth, for it is God that showeth mercy. You understand? It is God that showeth mercy. It is God that does all things in his own way. Like what the Christian says, they make all things beautiful in his time. In his time, he does it. It is his zeal that shall perform it. God wants to do things for us. God wants to act on our behalf. See the way he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He said with a strong hand, he will come against Pharaoh. And he did it. Tell me the Pharaoh in your life. Do you know them? Sometimes you don't even know your Pharaoh. You don't know those walls that is locking you in. Those powers of darkness. Those rulers of darkness. You don't even know them. But God comes in his own mighty way to deliver you out of the mouth of those lions. He just wants you to believe in him. Do you really believe the word of God that he brought down the walls of Jericho by himself? He did it by himself. Do you really believe that the Bible is true, that he parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass through. Do you really believe this word? It is real. God is real. Jesus is alive. Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. He's sitting at the right hand of God. His blood is always there, cleansing our sins. Do you believe this word? You are a peculiar person in the hand of God. It is possible for you to have a blessed day if only you can believe this word. That you are a peculiar person in the hand of God. Do you really believe that God loves you? You got to believe it. No matter how tough it is, it was so tough to the children of Israel. It was so tough in them. There was a time when they roam around the wilderness. They didn't have water to drink for 3 days. And God made them to see water. And when they saw the water after 3 days, the water they wanted to drink was bitter. But God made a provision to transform that bitter water to become sweet. He just placed a tree in that place and he told Moses, look at the tree. Tell this one to stop complaining. Look at the tree and cut the leaf and put inside this water. And immediately they put the tree inside the water, it became sweet. The children of Israel didn't plant the tree there. They didn't plant the tree there. It was God that planted it by himself. Jesus was that tree that makes the water sweet. Sometimes your water may be very bitter. You try to drink your own water. Your water that would have made you to, that would have used to quench your thirst, may be bitter. But I want you to understand, Jesus is by your side. That tree, that tender bitter water to become sweet, that tree is there to bring solution to your thirst. What is your bitter water? Do you really believe that God did this to the children of Israel, he can also do this for you? If only you can believe, it is possible to have a blessed day. They had a blessed day. That was their blessed day because they drank sweet water. Today, I want you to understand, no matter the bitter water in your life today, God will turn it to become sweet. God will turn every curse to become blessing upon your life. No matter the person that calls you, whoever it is, God will turn it. I said, this is my begotten son with whom I'm well pleased. You are the begotten son and the begotten daughter of God. It's just for you to believe that it is possible to have a blessed day. Do you really believe that God brought Daniel out from the lion's den? Instead of the lion to consume Daniel, they became his friend. They became his pillow. They became his bed. They become good friends to Daniel because he trusted in the Lord. As he trusted in the Lord, God never left him. Do you understand? There are lions, spiritual lions that want to eat you up. Lions of any kind today. Even sickness will be the lion that wants to eat you up. God will turn it around to become a blessing in your life. Do you understand? God has the power to turn any situation, every possibility to become possible. If only you can believe. This time around, it is not by your strength. It's not by your strength. God doesn't want your strength. God wants you to just believe in him. Do you understand? It is time for you to understand that God can do it for you. In a miraculous form, the way he brought Daniel out of the lion's den, God can bring you out from any situation that the devil has placed against your life. Within these few days, I want you to understand, miracles will begin to flow in your life. You'll begin to see his goodness of God upon your life. Those things you've been praying for, those things you've cried for all these years, God said he will bring it to pass because it is zeal. It is his zeal that performs it. Do you understand? It's just for you to believe that it is possible to have a blessing. My friend, it is possible. to have a blessing. Even a woman that the doctor has said can never give birth to a child, can never get pregnant, God can still do it. I'm telling you the truth. It is your time. It is your turn to shine. Do you understand? Even that one that said, the doctor said, no, you're dying in the next 3 weeks, in the next 2 weeks. God is telling you, He can turn it around. He is the one that is able to turn every situation. He is the one that is able to make every cuckoo to become straight. He is the one that can even turn desert to become to become a curtain of it. He can turn it. God can turn it around. God is powerful enough to turn around any situation that is fighting against our life. Do you understand? It is possible to have a blessing. God is about to bless you mightily and put the devil to shame. God is about to bless you in a way nobody will expect it. People will say, how did it happen? How did it happen? But this is the making of the Lord. People will say, how would a virgin give birth to a child? How would it happen? God said, don't worry. I will do it in my own self. God did it in his own way and in his own time. Because there's nothing too hard for God to do. There's nothing too hard. No situation that is hard for God to do. No situation that is hard for God that God cannot turn around. When God blesses, he has blessed. You are the blessing of God. When God blesses, no man can curse you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Do you understand what I'm telling you? If God be for you, who can be against you? No one can be against you. When God has stretched forth his hand, he cannot turn it back. No one can turn it back. That is God, the God we are serving. The gift of God is without repentance. When God says a word, he must fulfill his word in your life. May I pray for you this morning? I want to pray for you. God says you pray for 1,000 people within this day, today, that is listening to me. And he's going to bless them with miracles. Just write down 3 things you want God to do for you today. Write it down this week. We are entering before the end of this month. Before the end of this month, you see a miracle begin to happen. 1,000 people. God is about to put laughter in your mouth within these few weeks. Within just these few days. So you just write it down. 3 things. I raise it up. I'm going to pray for you this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever has heard the sound of my voice and has written this 3 prayer requests, in the name of Jesus, I ask by the power that request is granted now. In the name of Jesus, you said the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And he said, whatever I ask in your name, that you are going to answer. Father, these ones that are listening to me, Lord, I ask that prayer request, that they place, that they risen up with their hand, let it be done today according to your word in the name of Jesus. You say, how do I know a prophet? A prophet is known when he speaks, and what he speaks comes to pass. I said, today your prayer request is done. Your prayer request is answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I say your prayer request is answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer request. In Jesus' name, I pray. Friends, you are loved. God loves you. You are the beloved of the Lord. And I want you to understand, I will see you again. I'll see you again on Monday by 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for, I just see that the prayer request of this 1,000 people is answered now. I just hear a sound from heaven that it has been answered. You just hear a sound from heaven that has been answered. Remember, nobody's asking for money. Nobody's asking for anything. God is not asking for anything. He's just telling you, write 3 things you want him to do for you. And you've written it down. That is the power of faith. You've written it down. God doesn't even need your faith. The only thing he's telling you to do is write it down. And you've written it down. And you've risen up. You've just risen it up to God. And I've prayed. And I want you to understand, God has come into your life, and you will see his blessings. Send me testimonies through my Facebook page. send me testimonies. I want to hear from you. I want to see what God has been doing in your life. Just write a few words into my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/winnersbroadcastingradio or facebook.com/eudoyo. Just go in there, send me your testimonies. I will keep on praying for you. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. 2016 is your year of harvest. You don't need to, it's not a year of planting, it's a year of harvest. Already you've planted. Spiritually and physically, God said you've planted, that it will be a year of harvest. Harvest from God means you begin to receive things in a miraculous form. People will begin to bless you. People will come into your bosom and bless you. People will come and give you. People will come and connect you to the right people. That is how God, because the heart of the king is in the hand of God. God has commanded people to bless you. God has commanded people. He has commanded people, as the Zarephath woman was commanded to bless the man of God. He has also commanded people to bless you. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? God has commanded people. So what you just got to do is to relax and see the goodness of God. In the year 2016 is a year of relaxing to see the goodness of God. He's going to carry you in his eagle wings. He's sweatless. You don't sweat. Because God is commanding people to look for you and to bless you. They will locate you wherever you are. Because you are the blessing of God. The mark of God is upon your forehead. Do you understand? Don't worry. Don't spend time to worry. Because spend time to believe in God. Because it will happen. Do you understand? It will happen whether you are a pastor, whatever you are. As long as you are in this 1,000 group, I believe, I'm telling you, things will begin to happen in a miraculous form because the angels will work for you. Even the birds will feed you. Do you understand? If bird can feed a man of God, it will also happen to you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You are the making of the Lord. You are the workmanship of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm telling you now? You got to believe. You got to walk on this kind of faith. You got to walk on this kind of level in life. That you are not a mere person. That you are a child of God, created in a unique form. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You understand? You are beautiful. God has created you well with his power. So as long as you have placed a smack upon your forehead, goodness and mercy of God will begin to follow you all through your life. The whole of the 2016 will be a year of dancing, a year of singing, a year of shining. You will shine all through. Thank you for coming in today, and I want you to understand, it will be a year. This program for this morning will be a show that you will never forget in your life. So you say, man spoke and God heard and answered all my prayers. The hand of the wicked is destroyed in your life. The hand of the wicked is destroyed. The hand of the witches and wicked is destroyed. You understand what I'm telling you? It is not you that is doing it. It is God that is doing it by himself. Do you understand? Everything that is going to happen in your life, it is not you. Because Jesus has commanded Peter, come. Peter said, okay. He walked on the sea. It's not Peter. He went on the command of God. He walked upon the sea. And even when he was drowning, he called, Master, help me. Master put his hand and picked it up. It wasn't him that helped himself. It was the master that picked him up and straight to the boat. Do you understand? So he's the making of the Lord. God is doing it for you. God is bringing partners for you. God is bringing your husband, your Mr. Wright, Miss Wright, all of this coming now. God is bringing them to you. Is it money? God is going to command money. He says, silver and gold is my toss, says the Lord. He's commanding things, wealth into your house. So wealth shall be in your house. He's the one that will increase you and comfort you by every side. That is what he says he's going to do. He increases you. He comforts you by every side, my friend. You just need to believe. He is God. He loves you. And he created you well to glorify himself for his own purpose. I'll see you again on Monday by 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, bless. Send your testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. We overcome. That's Revelation says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. Testimonies is good. God loves it. Send your testimony. Send what, just tell me what God has done in your life by writing a little word in my Facebook page. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'll see you again on Monday by 5 p.m. Remember, blessed. Bye for now.